far as that which is related to what occurred in the kingdom of Sulaiman, then what occurred in the kingdom of Sulaiman was that Sulaiman was acquainted with the fact that during his reign and during his time of prophethood, there were individuals that were practicing magic. And the affair of the angels receiving magic was prior to Sulaiman in Babylon. In Babel, it was prior to Sulaiman, which was all a part of the kingdom of Mesopotamia, which is the region now of present-day Iraq. The angels being sent with magic was prior to the kingdom of Sulaiman, but there were individuals who were learning magic and were teaching magic. And so as far as the affair of magic is concerned, then it was taught no doubt to those two angels, and they were sent as a trial. There are those, though, who hold that magic was known prior to the revelation and to the sending of those two angels. From Ahlul Ilm are those who hold that magic goes back and went back as far as to that which was before the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is relatively early within in terms of the creation of Adam and his offsprings, relatively early. And that is because of the fact that we have verses in the Quran that mention that the kuffar at the time of Nuh, they accused Nuh of being a sahir. They accused Nuh of being a magician, which indicates that they were acquainted with the presence of sihr, what it was, and the fact that it has an effect. And on that basis, they accused Nuh of being a magician. And thus, from Ahlul Ilm, those who hold that the presence of sihr predated even Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. In any case, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. They followed that which the shayateen revealed upon the kingdom of Sulaiman. And that is no doubt that which the scholars of Tafsir Ibn Kathir, being among them, they mention from the affair of the fabrications of the shayateen at the time of Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was acquainted with the fact that individuals were practicing magic during his prophethood and during his time, he commanded that the books of magic be gathered. And so he had those who were under his command and jurisdiction from the jinn and others from among the human beings. He had them travel across the kingdom, his kingdom, and gather the books of sihr and collect them from wherever they were. And they were gathered, they were collected, and they were presented to him. And so on the basis of, or after their collection, he had them dug, or he had a whole dog for them beneath his throne, and he had them buried beneath him. Not trusting the Sahara, not trusting magicians, he decided that he was going to bury them beneath his throne, that no one could get to them. And so he had a whole dog beneath his throne, and they were buried beneath the throne of Sulaiman. After the death of Sulaiman, the shayateen, they began to mention and began to say that Sulaiman, this power that you see him having over the animals and over the creatures and over everything that is within creation, the cause of it was magic. The cause of it was magic, and not that he was any special individual sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, he was just one that used to practice magic. And so they inspired those who from the magicians and what have you, and those who were soothsayers and those who were able to communicate with them, they inspired individuals with having that spread around the kingdom of Sulaiman. And Sulaiman, actually, his power, his ability, that which he had over the creation, was nothing but magic. And if you don't believe me, if you don't believe us, then look. Look beneath the throne of Sulaiman. Look beneath the throne of Sulaiman, and indeed you will see proof and evidence of what we say. Look beneath his throne, and you will find evidence of what we say. And when they dug beneath the throne of Sulaiman, They found the books of magic, فعلاً, as Sulaiman had those books collected for the purpose of removing them from his kingdom and removing them from the people. And so he said, and so they said, look beneath his throne, you will find those books. And فعلاً, they dug beneath the throne and they found the books that Sulaiman had collected. And they said that these are the books of Sulaiman that he was practicing. And this was the type; these were the types of things that he was practicing. And as you can see, it was nothing but magic. And so Allah Azza wa Jal freed Sulaiman from their falsehoods and from their accusations and claims. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. But Sulaiman, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen disbelieved, teaching people magic. So that magic and that sihr that they knew and that they were acquainted with at that time was something that was passed down, Zakallah Khair. Something that was passed down by way of those shayateen, and likewise, it was something that was taken in the form that they had it, was taken from those angels who were sent with magic as a trial for creation. And so we had that magic that was passed down, and it was the shayateen that were teaching people magic, and likewise, that Allah Azza wa Jal had sent to creation two angels to test them, and to be a trial for them. And thus, those two angels, they did not teach any individual magic except after warning them, do not disbelieve. We are a trial, so do not disbelieve.